Hey friends, Peggy Hall back with you from thehealthyamerican.org. You may hear my little Sandy in the background. I've got her here. She is keeping me company and chewing on a bone right now. And we're going to be talking about how RFK supporters are finally waking up and they are horrified by this CDC director pick of Susan Moneras. We are going to be looking at her background. More importantly, what I want to talk about is the evolution of the RFK Jr. supporters and how I have been sounding the alarm for years. This is my channel, The Healthy American. My latest video was Bobby Kennedy betrayed his followers. I have a couple of nicknames for him, Junior, Bob, basically the bamboozler. We're going to be talking about why people are waking up. And I also want to talk about the kind of strange evolution of the RFK supporter and where I see this going. Friends, we are talking about the CDC nominees, and I want to make a comment here before we talk about Susan Moneras and the evolution of the RFK supporters and what I think is going to happen next. This individual, David Weldon from Florida, his name was floated around to be the nominee for the head of the CDC. Why Doge and Elon Musk and his chainsaw can't just gut the CDC, I have no idea. Why did USAID get obliterated and the Department of Education get shuttered, but the CDC is still going strong? The Department of Health and Human Services, that has the largest budget of the entire federal government, is basically untouched? Inquiring minds want to know. So David Weldon was told he didn't have the to be confirmed. Now I'm going to tell you why this is so troubling to me and what I would have done differently. This comes from a news article, which I will link up for you in my free Substack, peggyhall.substack.com. Basically, we're looking at this paragraph down here where it says, Weldon has questioned the safety of vaccines, particularly for children, and has expressed concerns that they are linked to the A word, despite repeated studies, of course, according to this article, finding no such link. The committee member, Senator Patty Murray, noted that Dr. Weldon's history of peddling inflammatory and medically debunked anti-abortion rhetoric and past legislative efforts, which have put the lives and health of countless women in danger. No, the babies are not in danger, friends. Let's not get this confused. Certainly, these elective procedures are safe and effective for the developing baby. It's the women who are being put in danger when we talk about saving babies' lives, apparently. But the point is that Trump pulled David Weldon from going in front of the Senate for his confirmation hearing. This is what I would have done differently. I would have had this individual testify. In fact, I would have trotted out half a dozen candidates, nominees in front of the Senate. And I would have had each of these individuals state for the record, because remember, in these Senate confirmation hearings, it all becomes a part of the federal record for posterity. And Weldon could have said exactly what he believes. He could have presented information knowing that he wasn't going to be nominated. This information would have been a part of the record. You would have heard it. I would have heard it. The senators would have heard it. Instead, they shut this individual out. I covered this in a previous video where I gave you a handful of nominees that I would have preferred over Junior, over Bob getting the job. No one is perfect, and I'm certainly aware of others' faults and flaws. I'm aware of my own as well, but there are others that I believe would have been better candidates, and I have a whole video about that. My point is that I believe it would have been better to have had these individuals give their testimony. And see if you can follow where I'm going here. You have a half a dozen or a dozen, however many you want, of these individuals go in front of the committee and tell them about the links of these products that are injected into human beings and how there are connections to other conditions and everything else that they want to talk about related to these products, knowing that these individuals probably are not going to be confirmed. That's not the point. The point is to get the information in the record and of the public. Junior did the exact wrong thing. He recommended that parents follow that schedule for all of the jabs, and he said it without equivocation. He didn't say you might consider it or talk to your doctor about it. He said, get your child vaccinated for the measles shot and for the HPV, and I recommend that children, he said, children follow the CDC schedule. He did not have any qualifiers. He did not have any in case. It was a very clear statement of what he wanted parents to do. I am still grieving the loss of these children and the harms that were perpetrated upon them because of parents following his public remarks. All right. Imagine all of these individuals would have gone before the Senate, and then comes on board and they ask him the same questions. And then he could have said, I listened to all of the previous testimony. I am going to take that under consideration. When I am confirmed and if I get this job, I am going to review all of the studies. I am going to wait to make my comments until I have an opportunity to do my due diligence. That would have been the approach that I would have taken, because the Senate would have heard again and again and again from these individuals about all of the harms of these products. So I think Trump went about it the wrong way. And Weldon was pulled, and I don't think that should have been the case. This is the person now that is going to go in front of the Senate, Susan Moneres. She's a globally recognized leader. Yes, you know how much I love that word. And she has done a lot of work in the Department of Homeland Security, advanced research projects. Is that troubling to anyone but me? It's troubling to a lot of people. And I know that because I'm about to share with you. Well, let's just take another brief look at her biography here from Wikipedia, if we can trust Wikipedia. We're going to be looking at Bob's Twitter account and all of the comments from individuals. And then we're going to... sorry, my dog is making a lot of noise here. And then I'm going to talk about this evolution of the RFK supporters and how I saw this coming and where I see it going. So she has been the director of the CDC since 2025. Apparently, they just need to confirm her. She's been the acting director. And again, she has been working for the Department of Homeland Security. She has worked for DARPA, and she has is the deputy director of ARPA. I listened to some of these video interviews with her, and it was just tedious. I didn't even know what she was talking about. It was a bunch of, you want to talk about word salad from Kamala. I could not make any sense out of what she was saying. I'm not going to expose you to that. But here is a really interesting write-up. Someone responding to Bob Kennedy's support for this woman, and she has summarized this, and I'm going to read that to you. Let's discuss Susan and her various roles. She works or worked with DARPA and wants to expand the use of wearables to see who is vaccinated or unvaccinated. She was also working with the Biden administration. Sounds great. She was previously the deputy director of the Advanced Research Projects Agency for Health, an agency within the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services created by the Biden administration to accelerate the high-risk, high-reward biomedical research. So it also has to do with DARPA. She has held roles in this Office of Science and Technology, policy. Anyway, she is all about AI and wearing things to see whether or not you have been vaccinated. This actually, next clip that I have for you comes from the Children's Health Defense. And they had an article saying that Bob Kennedy was very supportive of Moneres, and again, I can have a link for you in my Substack, but basically this is their write-up and they did not seem to be alarmed by that at all. Tucker Carlson has said, you know, cleaning up the mess at the CDC requires more than a pundit, influencer, or outspoken critic of the status quo. It will require expert management. He goes on and on to justify a woman who wants to promote AI, promote the wearables to see if you're vaccinated or not. And then he goes on to say, Tucker goes on to say, she could be empowered to do exactly what is necessary to open up the information systems to the public and clean up the agency in a way that's needed. In other words, it takes a hacker to defeat the hackers. Well, a lot of people are falling for that rigmarole, but I'm not, and a lot of people are not now as well. Oh, sorry, just a little puppy duty there. All right. Health and Human Services. Robert F. Kennedy said he handpicked Susan for this job because she is a longtime champion of MAHA values and a caring, compassionate, and brilliant microbiologist and a tech wizard, who will reorient the CDC toward public health and gold standard science. Because remember, you can believe the science if it comes from Bob Jr. So, one second here. All right. He goes on to say in his Twitter account that Twitter posts erroneously attribute Biden-era tweets supporting masks, lockdowns, and vaccine mandates to my CDC Gov director nominee. They have understandably provoked agita, interesting word, within the MAHA movement. I handpicked Susan for this job because she's a longtime champion. I did a video about this acronym MAHA, which is interesting because it has a Freemasonry association. And I have a video on that in my RFK Jr. playlist if you're interested. Here are some of the comments. People are saying, beyond disappointed, now what? Feels like utter betrayal. Well, friends, I've been telling you about this for years. It's not a betrayal. He has long said that he is pro-vaccine. Here's another one. The destruction of Dr. Weldon's CDC nomination was an extreme disappointment. The failure to name Florida Surgeon General Joseph Lapido, I think it's Latipo, or someone of his caliber and commitment is very concerning. I recommended that that individual be nominated as well. Start now in aggressively opposing Susan Monera's nomination and do not waver. So do not delay in starting the staunch opposition now. So people supporting RFK are starting to wake up. This is a slap in the face to MAHA voters. I don't know why it's a slap in the face. We're going to talk about the evolution. All these years I've been sharing with you video clips of Bob himself saying, I am pro-vaccine. I have always been fiercely pro-vaccine. And people said, Peggy, you're taking his words out of context. You're cherry-picking his words. That's what they started to say. That's phase one. I'm going to show you the three or four phases here. Here's another one. This is probably the final straw for me with Trump. I voted for him this time because of Kennedy and many other promises, but this is a deal breaker right here. I need to learn more. Well, let me just show you the CDC today. This is on the home page of the CDC, cdc.gov. The home page talks about ways to prevent measles. Let's click through, shall we? About measles. Measles is very contagious and can be serious. Anyone who is not protected against measles is at risk. Two doses of MMR vaccine provide the best protection against measles. This is on Bob's homepage of the CDC, which is one of the agencies that he oversees. So there you have it. That's on the homepage, friends. Hasn't been scrubbed, hasn't been taken down. There's no recommendation for vitamin A. The recommendation is to get two jabs. How long are you going to wait, you guys? It's stuff like this that makes me deeply regret my support. The entire medical freedom positioning feels like it was a total scam. I would love for them to prove me wrong. I'm filming live. Today is March 26, 2025. This was yesterday, March 25th. Here's another one. Passed right over Joseph Latipo. Wonder why. Here's another. Considering. Oh, well, this is in response to Bob Kennedy. Considering that your first post supported genocide in Palestine, it's no surprise you'd also betray your core vaccine skepticism. Friends, he didn't betray it. He's been telling you for years who he is and what he believes and what he stands for. And I was attacked very viciously for pointing it out. Oh, I lost tons of subscribers who sadly are missing out on hearing the truth. They couldn't face the reality, did not jibe with what they saw. This person goes on to say, when will we reduce the number of the shots mandated for children? Another person goes on to you know, talk about why are you brushing this off, these tweets, as though they're not hers? You've turned on MAHA. This is just another example of it. Child schedule, YMCA, geosolar engineering. You took the time to support these bogus anti-Semitism laws. This is according to this fellow. Now you're calling Susan a longtime MAHA champion. She's a YMCA champion. She's driving the bio-digital convergence as well. You've proven you're just a shill. There are so many things you could be doing, said you'd do, but instead you do this, you did this, you support this handpicked tyrant, and now you're trying to talk her up? This is too much. I don't trust you or have faith in you at all. So this is why the title of my video is RFK supporters are waking up, and I'm glad they are. And I'm very persistent, and I'm very determined, and I'm very optimistic that more and more people will start to see this. Here's another. You are such a fraud for owning this murderer's nomination. Well, I'll leave this for you to read. I probably don't want to read it out loud on this channel, but she goes on to say, you abandoned this entire movement. Here's another one. We aren't stupid. This is an act of betrayal to every parent and child you said you stood for. Well, he did that in the nominations. So when you prayed every day to be in a position to stop the catastrophic damage done to children, you decided to nominate the person who has helped, you know what? A person who protects the interests of Big Pharma and the patents of the CDC instead of children? We've been waiting 28 years for justice. So she is the parent of a child who was harmed by this. Here's another. I can't believe this is who you want as CDC director. Don't be the Trojan horse everyone said you were. Well, I guess I'm everyone, because I would don't even call him a Trojan horse. I was showing you his exact words for years. I have an entire playlist on my channel where you can watch those videos. This choice is wrong, and your own supporters are calling you out for this. Couple more here. Liberty Bell says, if you handpick that woman, you're nothing but a fraud. She is a champion to inject. You can read the rest. Shame on you. Here's another one. Susan Moneras is talking about the Gates Foundation has had an incredible impact on global health. The CDC works closely with the Gates Foundation to fight polio and other global health threats. Because, you know, if it's somewhere else in the globe, it's a threat to you and me. Great to touch base last night. Public health is a team sport. All right. I got all of these off of his Twitter page. Alan Martin says, you looked me in the eye and said you would help get justice for my YMCA murdered daughter. When does that happen? Today is her birthday. Great day to start. So tragic. Dr. Jane Ruby, why aren't you focused on removing the YMCA bioweapon instead of on Twitter? Moneras is dangerous. You are a fraud. We have absolutely no proof that this woman supports our values. Plenty of proof that she doesn't. You promised to pull these products until their efficacy and safety could be thoroughly tested. Well, you know how I feel about that. You have betrayed us. So, friends, she goes on to say, the chemtrails over our skies have increased and you do not put a stop to them. You're starting to look a lot like controlled opposition. Please pray tell this is not her. Friends, this Susan Moneras is a part of what you would call the system. She's been in it for some time. I want to tell you what I see as the evolution of the RFK supporter. I wish I could put this into a cute little meme. Maybe someone who is clever and talented in that area could do it. Because here is Peggy Hall saying, showing that RFK is saying, I'm pro-vaccine. I'm fiercely pro-vaccine. I think we should have policies in place that promote he didn't use the word coerce, but let's just say promote full vaccination for every adult, for every American. He also went on to say that I believe every American should have to be vaccinated if the shots are more helpful than harmful. He's on the record for this. And people said to me, Peggy, he didn't say that. You're twisting his words. You're cherry picking. He didn't say that. Okay. That's what you told me. not you guys that are still here. All right. I have the whole playlist for RFK. And people said, let's see if we can find that here. They didn't believe me. Here we go. I've got 38 videos here. People said he didn't say that. Then the next evolution, when I asked people, here's are all the videos. Maybe I'll play the 1 minute one for you, where it's a kind of a compilation of every time he has said, I'm pro vaccine. Then when he went in front of the, board to be nominated, he said, vaccines have saved millions of lives. And I had that on my Instagram and I showed that to people. I had the video clip of him saying vaccines have saved millions of lives. I support vaccines. I want to see more vaccines. I want to see the increase in vaccines. And people said, Peggy, he had to say that. He was just saying it to be nominated. You got to give him time. So that's the second phase. They no longer said, no, he didn't say it, because they heard him say it in real time. So they said, he just had to say it. He doesn't really mean it. In other words, he's lying. Now the evolution is RFK says, I recommend that children get every shot on that CDC schedule. That's what he says now. And the evolution of the RFK supporter says, you know what? I agree with him. They've been around for a long time and you have to get them to get into school. So it's RFK. He wouldn't lie to me like he lied to his wives that he cheated on and had affairs on. I mean, just because he was married to them, you know, he could lie to them. He wouldn't lie to me, somebody he doesn't even know. Of course I can trust an untrustworthy person. They're going to march right off the cliff with him. And when he comes out with his, bait and switch saying, you know what? We did the research. It's not the jabs after all. It's Fruit Loops and red dye. It's the red dye that is causing all the problems. It's the food that you're eating that is causing all the problems. In other words, it's Fruit Loops, not Pfizer, that you have to worry about, because we've done the testing. And you can trust me, because that's why I was put here, was to bring the trustworthiness back into these government agencies. Friends, I have dozens of videos with those exact words out of his mouth. So the evolution of the RFK supporter, first of all, he didn't say that. Secondly, well, he had to say it. Thirdly, well, he said it and I agree with him. What say you, friends? What say you? In fact, let's take a look at your comments here. Thanks for being on board on this live. And, let's take a look at some of your comments here. Oops. Okay. We don't need CDC. Valerie says, we have AI. Cult members always make excuses for the leader, Swamp Lover says. Greg says, denial is a heck of a drug. You're absolutely right. Yeah, let's see. Yeah, the YMCA. Madeline says, but he got the red dye removed. Right. It's the red dye and the Fruit Loops, not the Pfizer. Friends, I'm so grateful that you're on board. Thank you for joining me this evening. I am having a little shorter video tonight because I am trying to save my voice. It's had a couple of long videos over the last couple of days. And I am so grateful that you have eyes to see and that you can read between the lies. So no, he is not a turncoat. He didn't sell out. He's exactly who he's always been. Big government, lie when you have to, speak out of both sides of your mouth, do what you have to do to be elected. And no, he's not a turncoat. He didn't suddenly change. This is who he has always been. He was put there to capture the attention of people like you and me that didn't fall through the first bucket. We escaped the first hog washing that was sloshed all over us. Now they got another bucket of hogwash to slosh all over us. And they have certain people that are playing those roles to get you to trust them. So that when they say, you know, we've done all the studies now, we did all the studies that I've been talking about. Yes, the studies enriched the pharma companies. Yes, the studies harmed children. Yes, it increased the amount of shots that were given. But you know what? Now we can tell you that they truly are not only safe and effective, but necessary. Oh, that's the other thing that supporters say. Well, he isn't mandating them, Peggy. Oh, forgive me. I was confused. I didn't realize the issue was over choice or not. I thought it was over not having the government be involved in our business in the first place. Now you're telling me you only want a choice? Well, you had a choice all this time. So no, don't try to water it down and justify and make excuses. You can see through it. I can see through it. And more are able to see through it, as I just shared with you. All right, friends, signing off for now. Thanks for being with me. And I will be back with you tomorrow. That is 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern. Go get on my free Substack, peggyhall.substack.com. And of course, like, share, subscribe, resubscribe, comment, all of those things are a way that you can help me get my message out to more individuals. Thanks again. And I'll see you in tomorrow's broadcast.